This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Pella Corporation, and Good Samaritan Society, Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Many of us need knee replacements as we grow older, and a new technique is available that's less invasive, robotics-assisted partial knee replacement. In the second part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Dr. Todd Peterson with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Dr. Peterson, I've been hearing about this new robotic partial knee replacement. How do you partially replace a knee?
So what it is, in the normal knee, if you've got arthritis, you don't always have arthritis throughout the entire knee. Sometimes it's just right on the inside of your knee. A lot of people suffer from just medial knee pain. So if on x-ray everything looks like it's just from that area, why would you replace the entire knee if you just have arthritis in one spot? So what we found is the partial knee works great for younger people. You only replace just the inside of the knee. It gets you up moving faster. The surgery is smaller, and the knee feels more natural because you're not taking out a lot of the ligaments and the normal cartilage that you have throughout the rest of your knee. So we found that this procedure works great, and people are up working faster.
Well, I figured there might be some structural reasons why you can't replace a partial knee, but I guess the bonding to the bone is good enough that you don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, so in general, what this we have gotten a robot here. It's called the Navio robot. And what the Navio does is it makes my bone cut so precise that it allows me to put these implants in the most anatomic position that I can, which gives people longer lasting results. If you put an engine together and you put it together cattywampus, it's not going to last very long. But this machine makes me put it together perfectly so that as the metal and the plastic glide in your knee, it makes it nearly anatomic so that you have better longer-term results. So what this does is you bond the metal to the bone using this special cement, and it fits in there just perfectly because I only burr out the part of the knee where there's the arthritis. And this machine takes my error and shrinks it down from, you know, to basically nothing. It makes me a better surgeon, as much as I'd hate to admit that, but it does. So this is very exciting technology to have here in Knoxville Hospital. We're the only place in central Iowa that has one of these.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Van Monen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, the Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, and KNX CrossFit Fitness and Training. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Norm Rosen, all Tiling and Septic, Marion County Public Health, Great Western Bank in Sully, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen.
I continued my conversation about robotics-assisted partial knee replacement with Dr. Todd Peterson with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. And what's this piece of equipment called?
It's called the Navio robot. It basically maps out a patient's knee. It shows me a three-dimensional model of the knee in surgery, and then it allows me to only take out the diseased portion of the knee and not the entire knee to do a full knee replacement.
Okay, so then it sounds like the part that replaces it, what's that called?
Oh, so it's usually the medial part of the knee. So the medial femoral condyle and the medial tibia plateau. Those are the areas of the joint just on the inside where a lot of people have pain. If you're bow-legged, that's where you tend to have pain, right on the inside part of that knee.
Okay, and so you replace it with the metal. You burr it out, as you said, and then you adhere the metal to that. Where
Correct.
Does that metal come from? How do you know what size it is to be in shape until you get in there burring away?
So that's a great question. So what the machine allows me to do is, like I had mentioned, take a 3D map. So I have an exact picture of a 3D model on the computer that I can use and rotate around, and I pick a size of the implant that fits exactly to a patient's knee. So I'm basically making this like a patient-specific type of implant. So it's not too big, it's not too small, it's just the size that you want. And it's much easier to do that when you have this robot to help me do that. So it's I size it intraoperatively, and then I bond that piece of metal to the bone with a special cement, and then it's locked tight in there. And these things can last for years and years and years nowadays. So I never say someone's too young to have one of these. If your knee's hurting and you have bad arthritis, why put you through 5 or 10 more years of pain when you can have a partial knee done and have excellent results in 10 years of quality life?
So I'm thinking this might be valuable for somebody that was an athlete and are still young but are having knee pain.
People with a previous history of ACL reconstruction that maybe have an unstable knee, that have early arthritis, this is certainly an option for them. Now, I'm the one who decides whether this is ultimately the right procedure for you, and I certainly am very conservative. But at the same time, I want to give you better quality of life so that you can enjoy your family, enjoy doing the things that you want to do, and this procedure has certainly made that easier for me to do.
And I understand that there's an opportunity for people to learn more.
Absolutely. This January 11th, between 7 and 8 o'clock, I will be giving a lecture and some information and basically showing this new robot off to the public here at Knoxville Hospital. So it's open to anybody who wants to come and learn more about this exciting new technology that we have here. We will certainly find some food for you. I know there's some snacks being served. So come on down for a nice night of just education and to see how you can get rid of some of your knee pain.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Golay Heating and Cooling, Crossroads of Pella, Mahaska Bottling Company, and the Pella Indoor Pool. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Herta Public Transit, Integrative Counseling Services, Sundance Realty, and DMAC Newton Campus.
I continued my conversation about robotics-assisted partial knee replacement with Dr. Todd Peterson with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, and I was just thinking, there's a lot of people on their feet all day long on the factory floor, and they could still be young, and this might be valuable for them.
Absolutely. I've seen some 40-something-year-old people come in and see me that have bad arthritis, whether it's from their family or from their jobs or just from an old sports injury, like you say. That's the person that's going to benefit from this procedure. You don't have to have your knee swelling up and hurting and decreased range of motion. This procedure takes care of all that.
People have to know, they have to have sort of chronic knee pain, and that's their trigger to come in to the doctor, and the doctor will say, yeah, you're a candidate for partial replacement?
Correct. If you've had some chronic knee pain, certainly I have to do a good physical exam on you and find out if you're a candidate for this procedure. Other things, there's a lot of different things that could be wrong with your knee, but in general, arthritis in younger people or localized arthritis just on the inside of your knee, as we mentioned, these are the people that can sincerely benefit from this procedure to get you up, moving, walking, feeling much better.
Now, how about people like me getting up there in the years a little bit? Are you going to give me a partial or going to take it all out, you think?
Well, you look pretty athletic to me, so I would say it's...
all right, I had to pay you for that one.
You know, honestly, age is only a number. I do have a lot of patients that have had this procedure in their 80s. If you only have arthritis just in the small area of your knee, why would I do an entire knee replacement on you? It just makes sense that just to take out that part. It's a smaller surgery, less risk, you're up moving faster, you only spend one night in the hospital, for goodness sake. So this is a fantastic procedure for any age. However, you have to qualify. If you have arthritis throughout your entire knee, then maybe a total knee replacement will be better for you. But we do those here at Knoxville as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's part of the assessment. You have knee pain, and then your family physician will recommend an appointment with you, and then you'll assess it.
Yep, it depends on your insurance, but some people can just come straight to me. But in general, you go see your primary care doctor, and if you have an x-ray of your knee, it shows a little bit of arthritis, then you'd come and see me, and I can make the recommendations. But I do this with your help. I never push anything on you that you don't want to do. If maybe you just need a simple shot, and your pain can go away with that, that's what I'm going to do. But if this procedure is going to help you, there's no question that I'm going to do what I can do to get you up and moving quicker.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, McKay Insurance, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Parker Signs and Graphics in Indianola, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Windsor Manor Assisted Living in Indianola, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation about robotics-assisted partial knee replacement with Dr. Todd Peterson with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Now, my mom and dad both had knee replacements, and it took them a long time to recover. The surgeries were pretty drastic. I'm guessing the muscles are cut. Does that happen?
And yes.
Recovery time is great. How about in this procedure?
Yep. So what you have to do nowadays with modern replacements and this robot, the invasiveness of this procedure is so much less. You're up walking the exact same day of the procedure. And before 10 years ago with knee replacements, you were in the hospital for 3, 4, 5 days. You don't get up walking until day 2 or day 3. Now you're walking right away. There's less incision, less pain. You don't have to cut through any muscle per se. You do have to open up the knee to get in there to replace it, but people do great with this procedure. Their pain is minimal.
So I just get up, you do it, I get up and drive away?
Well, you're in the hospital overnight.
Overnight.
We
okay.
have you work with the physical therapist right here. Actually, one of the patients that I just did said he wanted to go home that same night, which is certainly a possibility. A lot of people can, as long as you're set up with physical therapy and you're healthy enough to do so. But in general, people stay one night in the hospital. We make sure we take good care of you. We have you work with physical therapy, get you moving. As soon as you're safe to go home, we certainly send you home.
And how long is the physical therapy afterwards?
It's usually anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks just to make sure that your knee feels better. However, that's in general. I have a lot of patients that come back at 2 weeks and say, when are we going to do the other one? They want to get moving. They want to get going. So this partial knee certainly is much less pain and much less time off work than a total knee replacement is.
So let's say I'm 40 and I work the plant floor at one of our local plants. When can I go back to work?
Well, we could discuss maybe 2 to 4 weeks. It really depends on how you do. Everyone's a little different. But when I see people back in my office at 2 week appointment, I can make that assessment. A lot of people need a little bit more physical therapy to get their knee moving and a little bit less swelling of their knee. But certainly 4 to 6 weeks, that's on average when people can get back to work.
Now, this new machine, can it do other things or does it just do knees?
There is a new platform coming out for the Navio that will allow us to do total knee replacements with this as well. The reason that you would want this machine is it can make me a better surgeon, as I said. It can lead to less dissection of the knee, putting the knee in the correct orientation every time, and it's a reproducible surgery instead of some of the human error that a lot of the older surgeons are used to, but that I don't accept. I want to do it perfect every time, and this machine makes it much easier for me to do that.
Now, I'm guessing that you just didn't pull this machine out of the box, take off the paper, and start working on it. I bet there was some training involved.
Yeah, just like half of my life. yeah, there's a lot of training. A lot of it happened during my fellowship. I did some training at Southern Illinois University, and I trained specifically in multiple robotic surgeries. This machine was one of them. It's an extensive FDA-approved course that you have to go through, and I have all the certificates to prove it. But it takes some time to get used to this machine, but certainly I'm the only one in Central Iowa that is qualified to use this machine. And it's only here at Knoxville. So that is very exciting for me that this technology is available.
That is pretty exciting for everybody. That doesn't happen a lot in a smaller hospital.
Well, it doesn't even happen in Des Moines. So, you know, we're very lucky. And it's been made through some very generous contributions by both the hospital and some local donors. And certainly this machine is great for my patients. And that's why I'm a big advocate of using this machine. It makes me a better surgeon. It makes my patients have a better quality of life after this procedure.
What else would you like our listeners to know today?
I just want them to know that if you have any questions, I'm here every week to answer your questions. That's what the word doctor means. In Latin, doctor means teacher. And I'm here to go through and educate you about how you can get rid of your knee pain. That's my job. And I'm not going to push you to surgery. I'm going to push you to what I think is really going to help you. And we do it together. This is a process between the two of us. So don't be afraid to come in and talk to me, because I'm here for you, and I'm happy to meet with anybody. Even if your knee pain is not a surgical one, that's my job to tell you that, so I'm happy to see anybody.
Thanks to Dr. Todd Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.